time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The nation is still reeling from week 27 of the Trump presidency, as Vice News lays out in one long sentence. Trump hired Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci as his new communications director, which reportedly caused Sean Spicer to resign, accused the New York Times of foiling an assassination attempt on the leader of ISIS, proclaimed that he has the complete power to pardon anyone he wants for a crime, repeatedly and publicly berated Attorney General Jeff Sessions for recusing himself from the Russia investigation and not going after Hillary Clinton, pressured Republicans to pass an Obamacare repeal, any Obamacare repeal, after, quote, years of talking and campaigning on it, updated his nickname for Washington from the swamp to the sewer, bragged about his Electoral College victory to a crowd of Boy Scouts, praised Senator John McCain for returning to Washington after surgery and a brain cancer diagnosis, said Tim Cook will build three Apple manufacturing plants in the U.S., even though Apple hasn't said anything about that, stunned the nation and apparently the Pentagon by tweeting that the military will no longer allow transgender people to serve in any capacity, and lambasted all Democrats and three Republicans, including John McCain, for killing the Senate's latest Obamacare repeal effort. After the week in a sentence was put to bed, there was one more bombshell story late Friday afternoon.
The major shakeup that had been rumored since the day the president took office actually happened today in the president's inner circle. Moments ago, the president made this announcement on Twitter. I am pleased to inform you that I have just named General/Secretary John F. Kelly as White House Chief of Staff. He is a great American and a great leader. John has also done a spectacular job at Homeland Security. He has been a true star of my administration. So this means that current Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is out. Whether he was fired or resigned, we'll have to find that out in a few minutes. This breaking news comes the day after White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci publicly blasted Priebus as a paranoid schizophrenic.
The new week, week 28, began with the first day of retired General John Kelly's first day as White House Chief of Staff.
I have no doubt, as Chief of Staff, what he's done in terms of homeland security is record-shattering. You look at the border, you look at the tremendous results we've had, and you look at the spirit. And with a very controversial situation, there's been very little controversy, which is pretty amazing by itself. So I want to congratulate you on having done a fantastic job, General, and we look forward to, if it's possible, an even better job as Chief of Staff.
That's right, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll see you in the boardroom.
He said boardroom twice, but meant the cabinet room, as they convened for the second cabinet meeting of the administration.
Good morning. This is our first cabinet meeting with General Kelly. He will be Chief of Staff, as you know. We all know him. We respect him, admire what he's done. And at Homeland, what he has done has been nothing short of miraculous. We have some interesting situations that we'll handle, North Korea, Middle East, lots of problems that we inherited from previous administrations, but we'll take care of them. We'll take care of them very well. But overall, I think we're doing incredibly well. The economy is doing incredibly well. And many other things.
But Kelly was in the first cabinet meeting, too, as Secretary of Homeland Security. Chief of Staff John Kelly's first order of duty, the end of Anthony Scaramucci's 10-day reign as White House Communications Director.
The president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position, and he didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession. As I think we've made clear a few times over the course of the last couple of days to several of you individually, but General Kelly has the full authority to operate within the White House, and all staff will report to him.
Did General Kelly ask him to leave, or did the president ask him to leave? Did he volunteer his resignation, or how did that come about?
I'm not going to get into the process. TikTok, look, as we've said several times before, what matters most to us is not who's employed in the White House, but who's employed in the rest of the country. And we're focused on the president's agenda of growing the economy, creating jobs, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to be focused on.
And as the president tweeted at the end of the day, a great day at the White House. I wonder if he had seen the latest from the Washington Post at that point, as the paper reported Monday night that Donald Trump personally dictated his son Donald Trump Jr.'s initial misleading statement on his June 2016 meeting with a Russian lawyer and lobbyist in Trump Tower. The president reportedly drafted the statement while aboard Air Force One after the New York Times first contacted Trump Jr. over allegations that he met with a Russian lawyer who promised dirt on Hillary Clinton. The president's advisors reportedly feared the Times learning more about Trump Jr.'s meeting and argued for transparency with the paper. But Trump reportedly overruled them, crafting a statement that was later attributed to Trump Jr.
It was a short introductory meeting. I asked Jared and Paul to stop by. We primarily discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children that was active and popular with American families years ago and was since ended by the Russian government. But it was not a campaign issue at the time, and there was no follow-up.
The Times later reported that Trump Jr. agreed to the meeting because he believed he would be provided with compromising information on Clinton. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show Tuesday through Friday, 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network.